Kind of translated it into 2019 language. The two nisayonis, the one is panosa lefi halacha, not making shtadlis for posse that's connected the halacha, which we said is some big nisayon. And the second one is not being involved in everything that's going on in the world. What you need to know, you know, and what you don't need to know, you don't need to know. Ask yourself, why do I need to know this? Do I need to know this? Lamai nafkamina. If I know this or don't know this.
But the point is, I think it's if the people are empty, they open all the doors to go in this way. But if you have something.
Again, it's what you mentioned yesterday.
Yes,
is it the symptom or the cause?
But
is because he's empty, he's running around looking at all the schmutz, or is because he's looking at all the schmutz, that's why he's empty? We don't know the answer to that question yet. The chayret's a bit of both. Chayret's a bit of both. And I can have it. Of course. 100%. The most ridiculous question, there must be more ridiculous ones in there. One of the more ridiculous questions is what do you think is going to be in the election? Number one, how do I know what's going to be in the election? Number two, what do you care what I think?
Which election?
What do you care what I think? What is what I think going to be in the election have any bearing on reality? This is like the most ridiculous question. If you just someone have a conversation, you don't know what to talk about, and you feel uneasy, so you ask her, you know, like, say it out. But this is an intelligent person asking what he thought was an intelligent question. He really wanted to know what I thought was going to be in the election. It's like, first of all, what do you care what I think? And second of all, I don't know I don't know how to do that. I think's what's going to be. I don't know what will be. There's so many like that. That's just one example because it happened to happen yesterday. So many questions like that. It's just not irrelevant. I need to know for. Yesterday we started mentioning that the...
You know why? Because he wants to be able to sound smart at the next cocktail party. So he wants to gather information, know what smart people think about these things, so he can have a position.
Yeah, I think that's it. No, they have whole radio stations designed just for chatting. Chat shows.
Das Tor.
When I grew up, there's no chat shows. Chat shows. Everybody with an opinion can phone in and say what he thinks. And people actually pay money to listen to this. Here's what Schmerl down the road thinks, and this one thinks different. He thinks this, and he thinks this, and he thinks that. Okay. So we saw yesterday pshat from the Maral and others that ani reichav al chomor, that the donkey, that the Mashiach is going to come riding on a donkey. At the 6-year-old level is you see a man with a long white beard chugging along on his donkey. The pshat he brings down is that he'll be in control, he'll be riding on Chomrius. Mashiach will come to a generation that is kulu embedded in Chomrius, in Gashmius. So we start again, we saw the Gemara, we stopped in the middle of the Gemara yesterday. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Ches Amad Beis, Ama Ulam, Yesi Velo Achimne. Talking about Mashiach. Let him come, let me not live in the generation that he comes in. V'chein Amar Rabba, Yesi Velo Ichmine. Let him come, but let me not see it. Claim a lawyer, Chai Bedorahu. With Yosef Omer, Yosef argues, with a slightly different take on reality. Yesi Ve'eski, the Isi, Betulit, the Kufisa, the Chamre. Let him come, and I will sit in the shade of his waste matter, the donkey's waste matter. A funny place to sit. But that's what he wanted. He wanted Mashiach to come, and he wants to sit in the shade of the donkey's waste matter. Okay? Because it's Chazal chodu miboy shel oisado sheboy yeh chevle Mashiach. Chazal were terrified of that generation that would go through the pangs, the birth pangs of Mashiach. Hem chodu mi'amatzef haruchoni ha'yirud Shaboni Eshruin Keshivon Mashiach Tzidkainu. They were terrified about the spiritual situation that the generation that would greet Mashiach would be in before Mashiach comes. Umishum kach amru, let him come and let me not live to see it. Lumasam soiver of Yosef, she'amnam b'chinas ose toiv. This is now you have to learn a shtickle gemari. B'chinas ose toiv, d'hainu b'chinas kium ha-mitzvahs, in the aspect of kium ha-mitzvahs, of actually doing and keeping the Torah, near Yerudim Yosef mikol ha-doyrish lifneinu. This will be the lowest generation that ever was. Ulam b'dove echad tegadol ma'aloseinu opne kol ha-doyrish ha-koydim. But in one aspect, we'll be greater than all the previous generations. Anachnu nitztarech l'sheves b'tzei l'chomo. We need to sit in the shade of the donkey. V'lo rak b'tzei l'chomo. Not just in the shade of the donkey. Ele b'tzei l'glali ha'chomo b'tzei l'psulis ha'chomo. A meselis is a chaymesh of a chaymesh. We'll sit in the shade of the waste matter of the donkey, which is the worst, most gashmias, dika gashmias you can get. Zeye matzaveinu lifnei bias Mashiach. That'll be our matzav before Mashiach comes. V'davki al yedei ahitgabrut hazu al kol inyone achoyme, davki through the mikmodeding, the withstanding, the nisoyim of all this enormous hisgabrus of gashmias, we'll be unique, we'll be different from all the generations, and it's because of that that we'll bring Mashiach, we'll be ready for Mashiach. In the Loshon of the Torah, that's called Sumera. There's Oseh Toiv, and then there's Sumera. Kol Godol, it'll be such a great Sumera. There was never such a great sumera, and in the schus of that, Mashiach will come. Yeah, then he tells the story that he told, that I mentioned yesterday. He told the story about he was in the hotel room and he was trying to learn and he couldn't learn and he felt so terrible. But his father, who used to come home from work, used to learn the whole night and write svarim, and he couldn't even finish his daf yomi. Means he couldn't generate the koyach, he couldn't generate the kedusha that his father had been able to tabel to generate. But then he realized, there's a screen here, and it's so easy to just push the button and watch the movie or watch the news or do whatever's out there. So he was Isaac in the Sumera. In Akhinama we can't generate the Asik Toiv. But we can say no to that. Rak ani yoichel etet lecha et ma shelo nitn lo avoseinu v'roseinu kadosh elyon. I'll give you something that no previous generation gave. Rav Pinkas once said it like that. He said, they asked me why I wasn't as great as Rabbi Akiva or Rabbi Akiva Eig or the Chasam Sofer. A very simple answer. Had the Chasam Sofer walked down Times Square, he also wouldn't have been the Chasam Sofer. I have to know what I have to do with the. In South Africa, he used Louis Botha Avenue as the Times Square, wherever you want to, whatever country you live in, whichever one you want to. We live in a generation that's drowning in schmutz, in gashmas. You drive down the road, you can't even look at the adverts. You can't even you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. We said you can't even open a Haredi newspaper anymore. As they didn't have those nishoyinus. They had other nishoyinus. Not saying not, but their response was an ase toiv. To do more, to be involved. Our nisoyin is to just say no. So instead of focusing on why we're not as great as Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Akiva Ege, and why we're not and getting miserable and depressed and having mashberim from it, recognize ze lo tafkidenu b'dor hazeh. But you have to do the best you can. But every time you say no, every time you give a Kodesh Baruch Hu the button or whatever it is, do you know how great that is? It's no less greater than Rabbi Kivaga's kasha or a teretz to Rabbi Kivaga's kasha.
Come on.
We have to realize that.
Really? You really mean that, Shimon?
I see that's how the Maharal learns tracking the Gemara in Sanhedrin. I see that's how the Talmud brings us down. And I see it happening in my life. I see it going on in the world. I see that's the nisoyin. You can always tell. You can always tell what your tafkid is by looking at the nisoyin you have. Where's your nisoyin? Your nisoyin tells you where you're supposed to be functioning and what your job is. Also, look at the tools you have. Look at the tools you were given. And ask yourself, what's my job? You don't give an electrician plumber's tools. How does the electrician know he's an electrician? Because he opens up his tool bag and he says, ah, I'm an electrician. So how do you know what your tafkid is? Look at your tools. What kalim do you have and what's your nisoyin? You tell me, yeah, but if I really worked hard, I could be as great as Rabbi Akiva Eiger. No, you couldn't. Sorry. Look, Chaim Kanievsky can't be as great as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, so I'm going to be. Can't. Ask him. He'll tell you. Compared to his rabbis, never mind Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Just ask him. Ask him what his father looked like compared to you. Once again, we're not talking about when I trying to be good, but let me ask you something. If you would want to give your kids tools to survive the next 50 years, you know, ask yourself this question. The tools you need to give your kids, what are those tools? So why do you got to teach them Torah and you got to give them all the aset toys? We're not saying not. But if you're keeping all the aset toys, if you don't give them the sumera, if you don't give them the kalim to be sumera, all the aset toys in the world is not going to help you. Look, MSA, that's why you don't need to do statistical studies. Just look at the world today. If your kid would come to you and say, Abba, what's the one thing you can tell me? What's the one thing you give me that's going to help me survive what's going on out there? To stay holy, to stay pure, to maintain my spiritual integrity and my moral high ground. What would you tell him? You have to teach him how to make modet with the street. You have to give him the kalim of Sumera. Not at the expense of aset toiv. We're going to turn over the page, mamash, in one page, and we're going to be dealing with all the aset toivs. We're going to be focusing on Yitzhak Avinu's tafkid, and we're going to go into that. We're not, I mentioned right at the beginning, we're not becoming Christians, yeah? We're not just loving God and do whatever you want. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila, you've got to do tshuva. No one's saying, yeah, kol tova, everything's fine, do whatever you want, that's what Hashem wanted, akol b'seder. There are books written like that today. I've seen them. No, I saw one say that potters you from ever doing tshuva, because whatever you did, that's what Hashem wanted. No! There's a Shulchan Aruch, and you have to keep Shulchan Aruch. No one says not. But where's your ikenisoy? Ikenisoy is to avoid all the seductions of what's going on out there. Maybe not for you, I don't know. This resonates with me very strongly, otherwise I wouldn't have spent the last 20 years learning it with people. It resonates very, very powerfully with me.
That means to be close in a close society with any contact?
You can't. That was the approach in Achinami.
Yes.
That was the ghetto approach.
Yes.
The ghetto approach worked very well for Klal Yisrael until about 50 years ago, 70 years ago, 20 years ago, wherever you want to cut it. Doesn't work today. Rov told me, he said, it used to be that you used to protect your children from the street. That's what your job as a parent was. He says, today, you can't protect your children from the street. You have to give them kalim to how to deal with the street. It's a big debate amongst the machanchim today, whether you give your kids access to all the kalim, all the technology, and teach them how to use it intelligently, or you keep it away from them completely. Both are right, both are wrong. I mean, each one has its... The technology today is so dangerous, it's so powerful, it's a little bookach pashut. Others say they're going to get it anyway, you might as well teach them how to use it properly.
It's becoming more and more part of everyday normality.
Besides, that's what I'm saying, so they're going to get it anyway. And you can't keep them away, if you can keep them away from an avadi, you should. No one denies that. If you can keep your kids away from all the technology, nothing to do with it, keep them safe. Avada, that's the best thing to do. Ask any goy. Ask any great professor in university, he'll tell you which is getting rid of all these machines. He's got no one to talk to anymore. Even the goyim know this, okay? You can't even meet him. You can't build a relationship. You can't talk to people. There's no... A guy's 1 minute, he's waiting for people to come to a board meeting, whatever, he's on his phone. People used to talk to each other then. People used to get to know each other. Today, no one knows anybody. Just the work ethic. Simple work ethic today. Ludicrous. Everywhere. Simchas used to be a nice time to catch up with people, see people, socialize a little bit. We don't have pubs, so you go to chasanas, you know what I'm saying? So, but even that's a waste of time to go to chasanas, you don't know what to talk to.
Everybody's
so I'm saying your kids are going to get exposed to it one way or another, so therefore you better give them the Kali Mana to deal with it. I'm not endorsing either one. They're both wrong. I'm saying there is no proper solution, but a vada. We have to give our kids the kalim to deal with the street. You can't protect them from the street. You're not going to send them to cheder. You're not going to send your daughter to school. Your kid's not going to get a yeshiva. He's not going to go wherever. How are you going to protect them? Cannot protect your children today. Therefore, you have to teach them how to deal with them. If somebody knows how to protect your children, if someone can come and tell me there's a way to protect your kids today, please come and tell me. The home has to be so geschmack that the kids only want to be at home. They don't want to be in the street. Or when they finish in the street, at least they want to come home. The decisions you're making at home and your children are not based on whether this is right or wrong. It's whether this is going to keep the kid at home or not. I said what I'm saying now many years ago, and you would have thought by now it would have caught on. I took a lot of flack for saying this. The Ashgacha Baruch Hashem saved me, because a few weeks later, Rabbi Aaron Leib Zatzal came to speak in the Mat Beit Shemesh, and he said exactly the same thing. And people came in like, oh. He said it. But I'm saying it. Let's say, for example, you have a child who doesn't get up in the morning. He misses Sof Zman Kriya Shema, Rachmana Litzlan. He misses Sof Zman Kriya Shema. What do you do? Now, once again, this is not a blanket answer for everybody. They're all kids, whatever, you have to... What's your choice? To wake him up or not to wake him up? That's not your choice. Your choice is, where is he going to go to bed at night? Where is he going to wake up in the morning? In your house or in someone else's house? Because if you nudnik him enough, he'll just won't come home. Plenty place for him to sleep. I'm not talking about a three-year-old. So, 13, 14, 15, 16, whatever.
Teenage
years. And that starts then at about 7, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have real teenagers. 10. No, 10 for sure. They're teenagers already. When your 3-year-old turns around and says, I'm not talking to you. You know? So then you start wondering, you better sit down and have a chat with this one, you know, soon. That's what I'm saying. So what are you going to do? You're going to wake them up for Ksof Kras? That's not your Nisoyen. You think the Nisoyen is, how do I get my kid up? You have to work out afterwards on the side. You have to try and find ways for him to... There's a whole different... You have to, it's dangerous. So how are you going to protect your kids? You can't. You have to come up with new tools. So your value, you have to give them this tool. Your value, you have to teach them how to sumera. First, you have to learn how to do it yourself. It is to see you as a simchadik, a vibrant, happy Jew. Vze tafkideinu bedor haze, gam im einenu matzlichin legia ledargis adoyrus akoyd min ba'ase toiv. Even though we can't reach the levels of previous generations in our ase toiv, even if we can in kamut, there may be at the kamut level, at the quantity level, we may be able to get to levels where they couldn't get to. You know, there's daf yomis and there's finishing shas and there's all sorts of kamut, but eichut with a poshut balabos, no shulchan aruch, properly inside out. Come on. You might have people that have been through shas 4 or 5 times already. How much depth is there to it? How much? Just in terms of machshava, how much depth is there in the way we relate to life? Do we think deeply? Is everything just superficial? There's a lot of kamut. More people learning today than ever were. This, that, mitzvahs, kashrus. It's all kamut. So even if we can't get to those levels. Yama pituim arachoviim chav humoid. the sea of seductions that the street has for us is very big. If we'll be strong and we'll withstand it, we'll withstand the nisoin, which is the last nisoin. Nischesedim koneinu nakiba maloseinu. We'll give Hashem what He really wants from us. We'll recognize our qualities and our uniqueness. I'll play kol adoyres. V'neiman uno shleima shebeikvois amidoseinu benisoin benisoin ze near roim legula. And we'll start believing b'emuna shleima that because of this nisoin we roim legula. The schuz zeis niske b'mehiru b'yameinu the kiyum nevuasa shel Yishaya Novi. Bezat Hashem will be seichet to the Yishaya Novi's nevuah. Simchus Yishalayim v'ginu v'chol ha'ivaya. Sisu atam yisoyz kol ha'misab limaleya. All those that are mourning. Leman tinkai v'shivosam mishad. Tanchumeya, Leman Timtsu, Vitanu Goysa, Miziv Kvoide, Omein, the Omein, Kedi Rotsu. Fine, so now we finished the first Chelek, which was all about Ben Alam La Atzmoy, just to summarize. He's going to probably do it anyway. He'll probably have a whole summary, yeah, he will. And we can now start Shah Sheni, Ben Adam La Mochum. That's Ben Adam La Atzmoy. It's coming to understand who we really are and what our unique tafkid in this world is. That's number one. I'm getting a real good grip on reality. The Rebbe for that is Avraham Avinu. Now, Beretz Hashem, we're going to focus on Emunah and Betochen, Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. Bein Adam L'Makom. So let's at least just read the first paragraph. We're in the introduction. Tafkuf nun zayin. Avram Avinu mischesed im koinoi. Yitzhak Avinu oile tmino. Avram Avinu was the one that was mischesed in Hashem. He gave Hashem his whole life. He gave Hashem everything he wanted. He was megalah to the world that this world's about mitzvah. It's about taking the physical world and elevating it. It's not avoiding the physical world. It's not avoiding the yishayinus. It's being immersed in the world and avoiding the traps. Yitzchak Avinu was the oile tmima. Yitzchak Avinu was the one that took that and dedicated his life 100% totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adata asaknu besugis Avram Avinu. Hezbanu ba'achova she'Avram Avinu haya rishon shegiles erech atzmo yes cheshivoysa ha'ishis klapei boir oilam. Avram Avinu was the one that revealed his enormous value and how important his own personal life was to Hashem. His trumosay letikan abriya, and what he was able to contribute to rectifying Adam Arishon's mesa. Kuaya ze shegiles mareches akesha kolel shutves vereus makolish baruch hu kibiyokol. And he was the one that revealed this system of relationship, which includes partnership and marriage, so to speak, this love relationship which we have with Hashem kibiyokol. Hadvarim uy b'midrash tanchuma pashas lech lecho v'yoyim Hashem al Avram lech lecho. Avram Avinu says to Hashem says to Avram before the hay, Avram, lech lecho, ze shama kosov shimu basuri v'atayaz necho v'shachach imcho u'beis avicho. Shimu bas verui v'atayaz necho ze Avram. Avram was, listen to me, my daughter, and see. V'atayaz necho, turn your ear, pay attention, that's Avram Avinu. V'shachach imcho v'beis avicho. That's talking about the Avodah Zorah. The Yito Tim Amelech Yaficho, Ze Melech Malchem Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who chofetz lefosoi b'olam hazeh b'mabo. Ein sham. Avram Avinu haya rishon shegilu ki mareches hayechasim hakaymes bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebriya ki mareches shel ishtoi kegufoi. Avram Avinu discovered this secret in the world, that the relationship that we have, the entire mareches of relationship that we have with Hashem, is the sugya of ishtoi kegufoi. Who haven shekeviochal kolish bochu tzarichoto tadisol v'kuchabruchu v'yisrael chadu. We all one thing. Moshel kach yasad Avram Avinu avasholam boilam yisod midas achesed. He's the midas achesed. He was oise chesed in boire. Shekefi shebanu chesed in kuchabruchu. Kamu b'barayim me'amena. It says there. It says there in the translation, Vagimelis Chesed Tamodnu, he was the one that established Gemilas Chesed. Shara ein chosid ela mischesedim koine. Who's a chosid? Somebody knows a lot about Kugel? No. Chosid is somebody who's mischesedim koine. He does chesed for Hashem. Shekol ha-mitzah shemakayim matarosan legoel behem es ha-shchina ubezehu eis ha-chesed im ha-kodesh Baruch Hu. All the mitzvahs he does, he has only one goal. To redeem the Shechina. Whatever that means. Ubezehu eis ha-chesed im ha-kodesh Baruch Hu. And there he does chesed for Hashem. Okay, mitzvah Hashem. Next week we'll start with Yitzhak. Now Abram's going to have Yitzhak and now we can start with Yitzhak. Keep doing Chazor on Avram though, because it's really our real Nisroel is in Avram, not in Yitzchak.